Yada bop bop bada bow. Riff for Papa.
Riff, riff, riff.
Slap your butt riff. Cheeks to this song. If you're driving, get out of your car right now. Pull your pants down and slap your butt cheeks at the bank.
Hey.
Send a video of you slapping your butt cheeks to this song to at Dave Wake Comedy on Instagram.
Yeah. Riff, 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 riff,
riff, riff, riff,
riff,
riff,
riff,
riff,
riff,
riff,
riff, riff, riff, riff.
Yeah.
Riff. Riff.
Squad.
That's enough of that. I'm starting to get over that theme song. I might be over the theme song.
All right, fuck the theme song. Put in a new one.
I don't know. Maybe people like it. Maybe I'm being too judgmental. I don't know. It'd be fun maybe to have like an upbeat jingle like Riff City, Riff City. We're going down to Riff City, getting some malts.
Ooh, a malt song. Yeah.
You got your best like gal in Riff City going down to the mall.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Going down to the mall in Riff City. What would the mall in Riff City have? Your dream food court sitch in the Riff City Mall.
They got a good pretzel place. They got a there's like a, you ever been to Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah, baby. I love Philadelphia.
There's the Philadelphia Pretzel Factory. They got great pretzels. They got one in the airport. That's the only upside. If I had to connect in Philadelphia, I'm like, ooh, I got to get one of those pretzels. They're fucking, they bust off like three for airport prices. They're like, you get three pretzels for like $4. You're like, man, you guys are cool as shit.
Yeah, dude.
But
you don't like Philly?
I just never spent much time there. I did like a show there once. That was it.
Philly rips. It's just big Cincinnati.
It's big Cincinnati. That's big Cincinnati.
I'll tell you what. Okay, you're going with a pizza place. I'm going to go with a classic.
I'm going with a pretzel place.
That's what I meant, pretzel. My thing was I'm going to go dream food court scenario. I want a Pizza Hut Express, dude.
Man, I remember when they back in the day at the Florence Mall. That's the mall I went to the most. It's in Florence, Kentucky. And they had, when they got the Pizza Hut Express in there, I was like, damn, man, when people, you know, before Pizza Hut fell off the pizza cliff, you know, Pizza
man,
Hut used
I don't
to be
think
good.
So, dude. People shit on Pizza Hut and it's like, what's wrong with you? It's good.
I'm saying Pizza Hut used to be really good.
It didn't change.
Yeah, they did. They got bought up by a different corporation that used cheaper ingredients and stopped giving a fuck.
Man, Pizza Hut used to be fucking good. I almost thought their crust was like deep fried back in the day, dude. They were good, man. When you were a kid and you read books, you would read a book and you'd get a Pizza Hut certificate and mommy and dad would take you to the Pizza Hut with your little snot-nosed little brother. Golly, I'd crush Pizza Hut. They always had Star Wars shit.
They just stopped caring. You know, it's like, remember when like Domino's, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, I had to come out and be like, yo, man, we were slipping, bro. They had that whole cafe.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yo, man, we don't know what happened, bro.
Hey, man, for 10 years, we fucked up. Sorry. Yeah.
They had those commercials where they trick people and then they'd be like,
that's actually Domino's. And they're like, what?
What? I thought.
Well, dude, for like 10 years, Domino's used to deliver pizzas. They wouldn't even get out of their car. They just huck it onto your front porch. Domino's was garbage.
They got like the self-driving pizza robots now. I've just seen the commercial. I haven't seen one in action, but.
Oh, yeah, I saw that thing. Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
It's a self-driving, bring it to your house, no delivery, man.
Beep, boop, pop.
You got to go out and greet a fucking robot in your driveway, and then it backs out and your neighbor crushes it. You know, your neighbor just fucking hauls. Probably in LA, if a Prius versus one of those things would be fine, but in the Midwest, these jacked up Chevys, man, a Tahoe is gonna rip that thing to shreds.
And that
pizza night for the fam.
The first like YouTube video of like a big truck just smashing a fucking pizza robot truck,
yeah,
is gonna get a ton of views.
Well, did you ever hear about the robot that they tried to make that walked across the country?
Mm-mm.
They made a robot, and I forget where, maybe Maine or something. They started this robot a route across the country, and it was programmed, people were going to help it along the way. Not scientists, they were going to see if regular humans would encounter this robot on the side of the road and charge it up. And take it somewhere, charge it up, and then it had the Google Maps in its head, and it would just keep on walking to see what it looked like when it got across the country. And it went from Maine, and it made it to Philadelphia, and it got broken on the side of the road. People just beat it up with bats and shit. It ripped this robot. So a fucking pizza robot, if you don't think that thing's getting fucking ganked immediately,
yeah.
In my neighborhood, if I got Domino's delivered by a goddamn robot, it wouldn't even make it down my street. It would just, my pizza would be gone. The tires would be
It'd be used. Like Streets of Fire for pizza.
Streets of Fire.
It's just something in human nature to see something that isn't like.
Yeah.
You're like.
It's unmanned.
I'm like, when people fuck up those police robot things, I'm like, yeah, man, those things.
Yeah, dude, of course. You don't think if I saw a fucking robot walking down my street, I wouldn't just huck out a drop kick? Of course, dude. For Instagram? Yes, dude. I wouldn't break it or steal it. I would definitely huck a drop kick at it, though, because it's funny.
When the Bird scooters first came out, people were like, what if we chuck this off a parking garage?
I know. People are like, let's ramp it into lakes and shit, dude. Yeah.
Now, I feel like people aren't doing that now. People are like, they got it. If I got it out of there, people were like, all right, these are okay.
Yeah. People got it. Do they have the Bird in LA?
Oh, they got the Bird. They got the Lime. They got the wheels. You see, they got those there. The wheels are like a tiny bike, and then you're like, wheem! You sit on it.
It's motorized?
Yeah, it's motorized. You sit on it. Two-wheel bike. Wheem!
So it's like a motorized bicycle.
Yeah, but there's no you don't pedal it at all.
So you just sit on it and it goes 12 miles an hour.
Yep.
Oh my God, dude. Shit. If you thought you saw people getting fucked up off the Birds, seen the video? You ever look up YouTube compilation of people just getting rolling past a parking garage, getting smoked as a car comes out? It's like, dude, on these motorized bikes, you're just giving people, essentially, you're just giving them electric motorcycles in the streets.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to, the more bike friendly you can make your city, the more your city fucking rips.
That's true. Cincinnati's pretty bike friendly now, and we got a bunch of Birds and Limes and shit like that. Did you see what New York got? The Revel? Have you heard of the Revel?
No, what's that?
The Revel is a gas powered scooter, Vespa. Yeah. And they're just these blue things with the little, they got a little thing on the back. You can put your groceries and shit. And people are just fucking ripping on those things. People without motorcycle licenses are just fucking there's people without driver's license ripping those things around New York, dude.
Man, but what's the point of fucking the gas power? The whole point of all this other stuff is to get out the gas.
I don't know. There's no they're not electric. They are gas powered scooters.
And you still go boop and you scan it in your phone and you unlock it.
I think you got to go through the app and then there's a box on it that the key comes out of or some shit.
Man, that's some wild shit.
You got to do the QR code. Other than that, it's unbreakable. I don't know. It's pretty wild. They go 45 miles an hour.
What was I going to talk about? I mean, what, like, they, you know, the zip cars, they were trying to make those things for a thing for a while.
Yeah, we used to have those.
I mean, I feel like
that was a good idea. They were just a bunch of Honda Civics.
It's a good idea. I mean, I,
yeah, but you got to keep people at like 12 to 18 miles per hour if they're going to rent something just off the goddamn sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't just have zip cars out here that can go like 95 miles an hour. You just get,
yeah,
like
the thing with the zip car too, it's like the scooter ain't ever really going to get that dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like a car, you know, somebody could do some wild shit in that car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You just get a zip car and then just go, I'm going to wreck it into that building.
Or somebody's like, I'm going to take a dump in the back seat.
Yeah, of course. It's not my car. I don't care.
I'm a beef back here.
I'm going to take a hot beef. Yeah, dude. Yeah. You can't be giving people cars, but scooters and motorbikes and electric, that's all fine. All the electric shit's cool, man. I think if they gave people like electric go-karts are probably next.
Can you zip along like the river there in Cincinnati on that? Like Sawyer, yeah, Point and all that? Can you just rip?
Dude, you haven't been in a while. They did the whole shit from, if you're not from here, from Paul Brown Stadium all the way down past One Lytle Place to the Purple People Bridge is all like gorgeous now. It's, yeah, like sprawling gardens and outdoor swings, like adult porch swings and shit. Dude, it's sick. Yeah, it's really sick.
That's lit.
Yeah, it is lit, David. It is lit. It's pretty damn lit.
We talked about this a couple episodes ago. We were talking about pickleball and getting into it. Now you got out there? Did you get out there?
I did. Me and Lee Kimbrell and his lady friend, Mo, we went and played. My lady friend was at work, so she couldn't play, but we went and played. And, dude, did I send you my action shots?
No.
Golly, I got it.
So what were you playing,
dude?
2-on-1 or something like that?
No, we were just like dicking around. So like we would play to 5, just multiple games, like 1-on-1 to 5, tennis all rules.
Right. Oh, you play tennis rules.
Yeah, but just no overhand, anything. 'Cause that's pickleball. It's gotta be at the hip. Nothing over the chest or whatever.
But, you know, the first person serves, then the other two people serve, and then it goes back and forth and stuff like that.
Yeah, but no, we were playing 1-on-1. So somebody would sit, and then we would just, you know, tennis rolls, serve, and then we'd play to 5. It was fun as shit, man. I lost 7 games in a row.
All right. Yeah, I went again last week. It's fun. Trying to get people to turn into a pickleball.
What'd you just do to the sound?
Did something happen?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but barely. It's weird.
Yellow.
Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. Well, weird. You're trying, dude. Yeah, we're trying to get like all the comics to play pickleball on Mondays.
Yeah, man, I think people should do it.
It rules. It's so much fucking fun. And, dude, I talked about this on my podcast, Rumble Lips, and I was playing pickleball with Lee and Morgan, and we were playing, and man, people get so aggressive. There was like a group of lesbians on the court behind us, and they were saying wild shit to each other, dog.
Mm.
I know they were lesbians because of how much shit they were talking about all being lesbians. It was wild. They were saying shit I can't say. I was like, golly, they're going off on each other. It's just a fun game, I thought.
I mean, I think so. Well, next time I come to town, we'll have to play. We'll get a foursome going.
What kind of racket you got, Papa?
I just got the whatever one came at Target for $20.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Dick's Monarch is my racket.
You just get out there and whack the balls.
Man, there's like $90 pickleball rackets.
You gotta be at least see if you like it before you go get the fucking $90, you know?
Yeah, there's $60 ones I've been eyeing up.
Yeah, it's fun. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, this episode is called Bad Barbecue. I like how I title the episode and then wait 15 minutes.
We never talk about it.
Well, last one I entitled Softball. I think we talked about it for about 2 minutes, but I can always change the title after the fact.
Big strikeout Davey.
Oh, I just had some barbecue that was just like, it wasn't terrible, you know, but there's nothing worse than just like mediocre barbecue.
Man, you told me one of the best meals of your life ever on this podcast was barbecue.
Yeah, man, barbecue is good, dude. But man, when you got barbecue and it's just weak, dude, it's like a heartbreaker. It's a real kick in the dick.
Yeah, you're like, man, what is this?
You're like, do these people not know how to cook the meat? The meat. What is this? What did I get? I got beef ribs. Did I make a mistake there? I mean, I feel like I've had beef ribs before. I don't know.
They're great.
Pork ribs. You know, those are good too. But, you know, it was just like the meat was like, it just, you know, it's hard to describe for me, but whatever it was, it wasn't it. You know what I mean?
Dude, I do know what you mean. Yeah, you know what?
I ordered a piece of cornbread, and the cornbread was like weak garbage sauce.
Man,
I ordered a piece of corn, and I opened it. You know, it's just like they didn't put butter on that corn. They didn't dress it up. It was just like I was like, dude, come on,
dude. I had a similar experience, man.
I was just like. And people are like out here, like, there's no good barbecue in LA. And I'm like, come on, man. You know, whatever. But, you know, I've tried. There's like a place called Lucy Blues, but it's kind of a fancier place. And they do actually have some pretty good barbecue. But, you know, this place is just right down the street. It was like $10 rib lunch. I was like, dude, I think I found a big score here. $10 rib lunch? This might be the fucking thing.
And you're like, I ain't going back.
Yeah, now I can't. And Grant was like, oh, that place is pretty good. And that's what he told me. But, you know, I just can't trust people from California if they say barbecue is good. You know, that's all there is to it. You know?
Dude, I had a similar fucking thing happen to me, man. You know when you get psyched, like how you saw a $10 rib lunch and you're like, yes!
Yeah.
Dude, I went to an Italian restaurant that's 125 years old in downtown Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It's been there forever, for 125 years.
Yeah.
And dude, it was garbage.
Garbage, huh?
I'd never been in there before. Never been in.
You were like,
only had heard glowing reviews about this Italian place. So me and my lady friend, now, if I wasn't with her, I would have had a terrible time. I would have been so bummed. But me and her were having fun. We were like riffing and shit. We were like laughing at all the weird. There was like a mom grandma combo with their only son. Like the mom's only child was this little fat kid. And he was obviously the most doted on person in his life. It was crazy. So they bring out the salad. I got to talk about this. Okay, so first of all, you walk in this Italian joint, and it's sick. It's old school. They got the candle on the table. They got mosaic tiles on the wall. The COVID dividers are like white Italian lattice shit. Like, it's all kind of kitschy, and it's cool. It's 100 and something years old. The kitchen's all old. You got Italians in the back talking Italian. All the shit I like. So I was like, dude, this meal is going to be fucking fantastic. And I got the half and half. I got half spaghetti, half ravioli because I wanted to try both, right? And it comes with garlic bread and a salad and a miso soup. So they bring the miso soup out. Miso soup is fucking fantastic. I was like, oh, well, no wonder why they got high reviews. This is going to be great. So I eat the miso soup, and then they bring out the salad. It's like iceberg lettuce through a buffalo chopper with neon green beans on the top of it and neon orange carrot slices. And then, dude, the Italian dressing was like all sugar. So that was terrible. It was like eating coleslaw. It was terrible. So then we got rid of that. And then they bring out the bread. The bread was fucking good. They bring out my dish. My sauce tasted like they dumped a fucking pound of sugar in it. It didn't even taste like tomato sauce. I was like, this is fucking, and this was going to be a place I was going to go to all the time. I know what you mean, Papa. I get so bummed out when the food is bad, when you get psyched up.
Yeah, it's a real, you're just like, damn.
Damn, dude. Like, me and my girl left there like, damn. We were so psyched.
And this place, like, from the outside, like, you could just smell the barbecue bellowing, and I'm like, yeah, daddy.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
And nothing. And
I was underwhelmed.
Damn, you hate an underwhelming.
Man, nothing worse than an underwhelming.
Dude, that sucks, man. I hate, you know what else is really bad? When you get a bad cheeseburger from like a place.
Oh, yeah. A bad cheeseburger for me usually means it's like they busted out a frozen patty or something. And you're like, bruh, what's this?
Or it's just like not seasoned. Yeah, and you're like, aren't you a fucking burger place? Aren't you embarrassed?
Are you doing your Sebastian there?
Yeah, I'm doing some, dude, I was just texting Robert Hawkins, and when we were in Oklahoma together, we were in the comedy condo, and I was doing that, and Robert Hawkins didn't know Sebastian Maniscalco's name. Yeah. So he was like, now what comedian are you doing? Louis Maniscalco? And dude, I text him probably once a month being like, dude, what's up with Louis Maniscalco? And he's like, he's still on the circuit. Louis Maniscalco. He thought Sebastian's name was Louis Maniscalco. The guy was in The Irishman.
How's Robert Hawkins doing? Are you doing okay?
He's doing all right. He's down there in Dallas. He gets on morning radio sometimes with his boys and chops it up.
That's good.
I was listening to one of his sets from good old Mikey put on Go Bananas general manager put on a Hawkins recording at the club from 2008. God damn, that guy's so funny, man. Hawkins is crushing, dude. He's so fucking funny.
Got a real archive there at Go Bananas.
Yeah, no, he's got 127 hours of Robert Hawkins.
Really?
That's what he said. Yeah, he's got like seriously 11 gigs of Robert Hawkins. He put on a thing, a Chad Daniels from 2006. It was great. Hey. Yeah. It's funny to hear those dudes. Like Robert Hawkins pre 9/11, dude, we're listening. It's like crazy. It's like, damn, comedy was insane. Were you doing comedy? You weren't doing comedy then.
When?
You started after the towers fell, right, Papa? Yeah,
I started in 2004.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, man. Great. Way to fucking flatline a riff, you know?
Well, you
what's
know.
Wrong with you? The barbecue got into your fucking head. Now
nah, you just bring up 9/11. I got to reflect. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're part of the Never Forget Collective.
I forgot
you were part of the Never Forget Collective. That barbecue really fucked you up. I'm sorry that you're all out of sorts. You're all fucked back. You're bummed out.
Oh, hold on. We've been riffing so hard. I didn't even get to play any of this.
What is this? You got to know something about me. I like anything with whistling. Oh.
This is the McDonald's Drip theme song remix.
Oh, that is the McDonald's whistle. Uh-oh.
Can you imagine, like, laying it down to a lady and just be playing like the Arby's and the McDonald's and just be throwing it back into it, throw your back into it. She's like, ooh, sweating what's this? On her.
She's like, what is this? You're like, oh, this is the McDonald's drip theme.
You just go, you're I'm like, loving
da,
it.
Da, 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 da. I'm coming. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm blowing it. Yeah, that's when you're like, you know who's got the meats, girl.
No, this is Home Depot Game of Thrones mix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need aisle fucking seven. Shovels to bury your dragon?
Yeah. Forging hammers, aisle five.
Oh, aisle five, yeah. Ancient dentistry equipment, yeah.
Oh man, we cruised right through this episode. I don't know what the fuck we talked about, really, but
bad barbecue. We stuck the topic for a while.
Well, we did talk about that, and then weak sauce barbecue. Yeah,
weak sauce barbecue.
It's word of mouth brought to you by Kia Cerritos.
Kia Cerrito is a new Kia. It used to be called the Sorento, but you know it now as the Kia Cerrito, which is
it's a Cheeto flavored Kia.
Yeah, it's a Cheeto flavored Kia. Kia Cerrito, rush into the flavor.
The car companies love the Rift City.
You know what I didn't know, and this I don't feel like this should be my word of mouth, but I didn't know this. You know Martinelli's apple juice, right? You know how it comes in a little apple?
Martinelli's apple juice.
Have you ever had a Martinelli's?
You ever had a Martinelli's?
Oh, here he goes. Have you ever had one? Answer me, Papa, before I snap. Have you ever had one of these?
Have you ever had a Martinelli's apple juice? If you haven't, try it.
It's
so fresh, it fell off the back of the truck this morning.
You can get it at Walgreens. It's so fresh, it fell out of the back of the truck this morning, and you know that as the slogan. I didn't know this about this. The bottle, when you bite it, it sounds like an apple. Listen to this. Isn't that cool? The plastic they make it out of. Yeah, the plastic they make it out of. You're supposed to bite it, and it sounds like you're crunching into an apple. Anyway, my word of mouth this week is, dude, I know you like when I do this. I've been getting super in to the old school, the old Nikes from the 70s, right? And these bad boys, I picked these bad boys up, and whoo, boy, howdy. My word of mouth this week is the fucking DMSX Blazers, the Nike Blazers. My God, they're leather. The swoosh is rubber. They're like some of the sickest shoes I've ever bought.
Those shoes look very sick. I agree with you.
They're very, it's hard they're not very to. Sick.
Very sick.
I know you shouldn't. Now,
what's something like that set you back?
Those were on sale. They were $79.99.
All right.
They're leather and they're rubber and the back. Look at the fucking cool ass back. It's all rubber and it's all inset and shit.
You spend $100 a month on shoes?
No comment.
My goodness. This guy's got a big shoe budget.
No, I don't spend $100 a month on shoes. I spend about $300 a month.
Oh, yikes.
Woo! No, I don't spend that much anymore. I stopped. I stopped when the pandemic first hit. I needed something to tweak off of, and I spent a lot of money initially on shoes. I have since stopped.
You had to get something to get through. I get that.
If there's like a special pair but I've got all the Jordans I've ever wanted. I got those Blazers because they were, you know. I've always liked Nike Blazers. I used to have the neck face ones. That artist, I like those a lot. So I was like, you know what, man? And I looked on the website on the corporate in Cincinnati. They're a shoe boutique. They had those, and I looked, and they only had my size left. They had one left. It was in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta.
Yeah, I was like, because if I don't get them now, I'll never get them. So I just got them.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, my word of mouth is get a nice nostalgic pair of. It doesn't have to be Nikes. You can get an old pair of Adidas Superstars, but it feels good to throw a classic on, Papa.
Okay, I got you.
You liked when I did the shoe thing before.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Those are pretty sweet.
My word of mouth is the TV show Hacks on HBO Max.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
All right. Is it Joan Rivers supposed to be?
I mean, I guess maybe, but, you know, it's probably just a combination of, you know, those type of comedian, older comedians. Yeah, maybe, you know, it's a composite. But yeah, it's really funny. Jean Smart, she crushes it, bro. She's like HBO. They put her on everything in HBO now, but that's because she crushes it.
She's like, who was the old HBO royalty? The guy. He was on every HBO show for a while. There was one guy that was like on every fucking show on HBO.
I don't know.
People are screaming right now that are listening to this. They know exactly who I'm talking about.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
James Gandolfini. I don't know who you're talking about, but I'm sure the people agree with you. You know, you just saw Jean Smart in The Mayor of Easttown. She was good in that, and then she's great in Hacks. If you like stand-up comedy, they do a good job talking about that. And then the other star is this girl, Hannah Einbinder, who I've seen come up on the scene. She's just out here just grinding away like everybody else. And then boom, HBO Max.
Damn, that's a credit.
Yeah, dude, you're on a TV show on the Max, bro. HBO, dude.
It might be the last credit.
I mean, you get that HBO credit. You know, that means you're good.
Yeah, it's over.
You know, people talk about HBO shows. I feel like Netflix has got like so many shows now and nobody even talks. Every once in a while, Netflix will have something.
Yeah, Netflix hasn't really had anything that has blown my sack back. You know what I mean?
I mean, they had like Stranger Things, but that's been a minute.
That's been over. Yeah, it's been, 2 years?
I mean, during the pandemic, was there a show on Netflix that everybody was like, ooh?
Ozark?
Yeah, I mean, Ozark, you know.
I fuck heavy with Ozark. I liked it.
Yeah, I like Ozarks. Yeah. But it don't blow
you. I love it. I want some more of it.
But it's still not like, it's not like Mayor of Easttown or something like that, you know?
Yeah, Mayor of Easttown was good. The twists, the turns. I mean, man, that show was fucking good, dude. HBO, right when you think it's over, you're like, well, they'll probably be done for a year or two because Game of Thrones is over. There won't be anything good. And then, bam, Mayor of Easttown. And bam, fucking, what was the other one that we all just watched on HBO? Everybody watched it. Oh, fuck me. See, they have such good shows, I forget.
Everybody watched it on HBO. And then, the Undoing with the...
Nicole the Undoing. Kidman. The Undoing fucking slapped.
Yeah, it did slap.
And then before that, it was the with Jason Bateman.
The Outsider. Yeah, The Outsider.
I mean, HBO is fucking up.
Yeah, HBO rips.
I'm going to watch Hacks tonight.
That's our word of mouth today. Word of mouth this is week. HBO rips, and get yourself some cool sneakers.
Yep.
Oh, what? We were wrapping up the episode. Hey guys, how you doing? I know I was just trying to get in the traffic report here. You guys forgot me on the last episode, I think, and it really created a traffic havoc in Rift City. If you guys don't let me tell people to avoid Route 4 today. What happened
always
was
always tell us to avoid Route 4.
Well, what happened today was a giant truck carrying bouncy balls tipped over, and it's just a bunch of bouncy balls just bouncing everywhere. It's a real ball grab, if you know what I mean.
I do. Terry, that actually sounds like a very fun wreck, if I'm being honest.
Well, I didn't think do a lot there of was damage. There was a couple serious injuries. They are super bouncy balls, so, you know, you got to be careful with those. Anyways, the wreck.
Right. Okay, thanks, Ter.
You can still get in and out of the Arby's parking lot, though. I want to let everybody know that the Arby's is still open. And
thank God.
So you can get into the Arby's, and that's all we got today. I gotta get down to the racquetball court. Got a game with my other buddy Terry. I'm friends with another Terry.
How's the other Terry? The third Terry.
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah. How's the third Terry you were talking about?
Well, the third Terry, he went to the Bermuda, and then he got a foot fungus, so he hasn't been able to play racquetball of late.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It is weird that you guys play two-on-one racquetball, but yeah. Okay, Terry. Well, I'm glad Terrys. That the Arby's is fine, and tell the other two Terrys, tell the one Terry, I hope his foot clears up, and God bless you, and God love you, and stay safe up there.
Okay.
Guy's a freak.
Man, I can't believe fucking Terry. We're trying to get the fuck out of here. We got to beat the traffic, you know? And then Terry's got to bust in here.
Make it to Arby's.
Trying to get out of the fucking studio.
I heard the new Arby's got a $10 rib dinner.
Right, I wish. If Arby's had a $10 rib dinner, it'd fucking rule.
God, all right. Well, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell an enemy, go over to your neighbor's house, take their phone and tell them to listen to this podcast. Buy a t-shirt. There's two options up there. If you don't, you're dead to us and you're kicked out of Rift City. Thank you, everybody. Good night and good luck.
Yes.